الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأطيعوا الله ورسوله ولا تنازعوا فتفشلوا وتذهب ريحكم واصبروا إن الله مع الصابرين. Respected ulamas, distinguished community leaders, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm feeling very honored to be here with you, and also I would like to thank the organizers to allow me to stand in front of you as learner, not as speaker, because I'm youngest of all of you. And alhamdulillah, throughout the last 1 hour and 30 minutes, I have learned many things from different speakers. The actual reflection of the Ummah that I have found in the verse that I have recited, that is in Surah Al-Anfal, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated, ordering the Muslim Ummah, saying, وَأَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, obey Allah and His Messenger. وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ, and do not fight each other. And what is the result of the fight? فَتَفْشَلُوا, you will be failed. وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ, and your dominance and power will be perished, will go. You will have no say, no power, no dominance on other people. If we look at the situation of the Ummah, we will exactly find what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said before 14th century in this very verse. Today, it is a matter of joy that I've lived in Birmingham for about 9 years, and after 9 years, I see such a gathering where the organizers and the participants and everybody is sharing together how can we unite each other. How can we unite as a Muslim? How can we unite as a follower of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And I haven't seen that. And to me, we Muslims, we have many bad names. When one of the bad names is we are reactionary. Whenever somebody is slapping me, I react to that. Whenever somebody is hitting me, I react to that. Whenever somebody is deporting me from my house, I strongly react. Whenever somebody is killing me, I strongly react. But we never ever be proactive. We do not see far that what is the risks and what are the challenges coming towards the Muslim Ummah, and how can we face that? That is the biggest problem of the Muslim Ummah. That's why we are reactionary, and we do not know how to react even. Whenever we need to, a few days back, I have attended a program where a professor of university, he has delivered a lecture where he said that in America there was a research about the language they use in the media to defame religion, different religion, Islam, Christianity, Judaism. And it was found that only Islam was always been targeted unjustly by the media. And we always react to that, but we never ever think, how can we stop that? How can we do something that this sort of action, we all need to do that? And I attended that and I said, it was a critic that Muslims are very much reactionary. I said, you are slapping me and I have no right to say even oof. Because we have become such that our reaction also lost its meaning. So today, as it is said that the fall of the Ummah or destruction of the Ummah happens by two groups of people. One is the leaders, and the second is the ulamas. And today, if we look at these two groups, we will see that exactly the reason is existing. And if we look at the verse, وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, where is the ita'ah of Rasul in every sphere of our life? Can we say that we are Muslim in our families? Can we say we are Muslim in our attire? Can we say we are Muslims in our education? Can we say we are Muslims in our culture? Can we say we are Muslims in our food? Can we say that we are Muslims in every aspect of our life? Our judgment is designed by the non-Muslims. Our food and habit, everything designed by the non-Muslims. Our leadership also is designed by the non-Muslims. Our education and everything is designed by non-Muslim. And so I get sick and tired when people are saying, let's boycott when Gaza is bombed, when Iraq is bombed, or something happened. Why? Because you do not have any production. When you boycott somebody, if I look at myself, my cloth is made of Japan. My watch is from Switzerland. My car is from Germany. My everything is others. If I leave boycotted, then I have to go naked in the society. This is the situation of the Muslim Ummah. Today, Muslims have lost everything. But there is no ideology that will move them forward. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has established the whole society challenging the whole world with 313. He never thought from where my food will come, from where my cloth will come, from where my economy will come, from where all this strength will come. My strength will come on from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Muslim Ummah need to be united, depending on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and following the steps of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we can do so, forgetting all the differences, then Muslim Ummah will be revived again. All its beauty and its strength will be regain. Inshallah, I hope and expect that today's gathering will be giving some practical resolutions or practical outline for the Muslims in Birmingham and in UK, in Europe, so that they can work together, not by just words, but practically they work together. Inshallah, we will see something from the great ulamas and great leaders, inshallah, that will be applicable and followed by the whole ummah, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum.